this is someone who won the seat from us in 2020. And until the Supreme Court made a pronouncement that he could not hold himself as a member of parliament, he was a member of parliament for the cause. So he was definitely popular. Two, in terms of reality, in terms of what happened at Asenlo, I'll concede that there was an element of sympathy that went his way. Several propaganda messages from the NDC also did a very critical analysis. As a party, remember, right after the Kumauba elections, we didn't have enough time. We had to go quickly to have our primaries to elect our candidate. And yes, Charles Okoku was elected within the shortest possible time. By the time also against the lines, the timelines that he had very short, he couldn't get the time to market himself where he was. So it is true that yes, we couldn't market one. The time was very short. I think a candidate who had won elections in 2020. So for us, we've looked at what happened on Tuesday to analyze getting comments from the rank and file of our party. And definitely we would ask ourselves of get up and look up and that in 2024, whatever we didn't do right, we'll do in 2024. And